field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
In a little bit, we are going to hear from the top dog himself, Hanford Top Dog Dixon, who is signing autographs as I speak. As is Eric Metcalf. You're going to hear from him as well. They're joining me here at PNC Bank on Aurora Road in Solon. Come on out and join us for this tailgate party. Have some fun. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Picking up my certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight. Sounds like you're buying a used car. No, certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference. Certified pre-what? With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh, and what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about 10 grand off the cost of a new one.
Wow, certified pre-easy.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
Hi, folks. Johnny S. here from Johnnyville Slugger in Cleveland's Westside Market District, which is where we make, quite simply, the greatest gift you can give a guy for under $200, period. First, we personally size, color, and stain each Johnnyville Slugger. Then the real customization begins. We use your logo, your signature, and often your handwritten message on the back of the bat. I'd like to personally invite you to our store at 1826 West 25th Street, on the web at johnnyvilleslugger.com, or have one of our reps come out to personally meet you. And after visiting, walk to some of Cleveland's most fun and interesting pubs and eateries. I want you to see why I've made this my home for the next 30 years. My Johnnyism of the month, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's learning to dance in the rain. Come on, Cleveland, let's go.
Johnnyville Slugger, 1826 West 25th Street and at johnnyvilleslugger.com.
Listen to the hooligans each Thursday for Pack Wars, brought to you by All Pro Sports Cards in Cuyahoga Falls. Match the athlete to the statistics and earn your way into the Pack Wars finale and a chance to win $500 in merchandise from All Pro Sports Cards.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
We are live and on location at PNC Bank on 33400 Aurora Road in Solon. Big crowd coming out here to get the autographs of my partner here, Hanford Top Dog Dixon and Eric Metcalf. Both will be on the show within moments here. They're getting their headsets on as they multitask. They sign and they get ready to chat. Before we do that, we just want to remind you that Sunday's game against the Bengals is presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers and the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion. Be sure to arrive to the stadium early as the first 16,000 fans will receive a free poster featuring some of your favorite Browns players, courtesy of your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. And joining me right now, my two guys, the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. How you doing?
I'm great. I wanted to tell you, you were talking about those Ford dealers. I am also driving a 2013 Ford, but it's an Explorer from
Pete
Kempish Ford.
We're glad to have you with us, and we have our good buddy Eric Metcalf here as well, who's got gloves on, a knit hat. Are you a little cold, Eric?
Yes, I am. It's not like this on the West Coast.
coming to us all the way from Seattle, and happy to be part of this this weekend. And we saw you last week out at the Giants. You guys were both had some fun at with the backers in the greater New York metropolitan area. That was a nice event last week.
You know what it really was? I mean, we were at a place called Manny's, and Vic, it was kind of crazy because the place was empty, and then all of a sudden it just got packed. It was brown and orange absolutely all over the place, but it's always a good time whenever you go somewhere or anywhere, and, you know, we have all these Browns fans because, as you know, Eric and I and you, we all agree on this, we have the greatest fans anywhere. I mean, anywhere,
Eric,
in the world.
Eric, you liked interacting with everybody out there last week.
Oh, it was great. I mean, you see so many people, just as Hanford said, it was like, we walked in, not many people, and as soon as 7 o'clock hit, the place was packed, and everybody wanted to take pictures and just enjoyed us being there. And we felt good about being there and felt good if you remember what we did when we were here.
Just like now, where the folks are loving this, and you're interacting with them as well as you sign autographs and so forth. And absolutely. And, Eric, one of the things I wanted to ask you was your observations of Trent Richardson, who's clearly the guy that people have to, and rightfully so, put a lot of hope on this team's ability to improve on the shoulders of that young man.
Yeah, which will be a lot of pressure on him. He's been playing excellent football, and he's carried the ball well, and he's caught the ball well, just as he did in college. And I think he's in for a good career as long as he doesn't get worn out and have to carry the bulk like every game. Somebody's going to have to step up and make plays where he doesn't have to get the ball 60-70% of the time, and when we do that, then he'll become the player that we really want him to be.
What do you see of him that makes him so unique? I mean, what are some of the qualities of his type of running, his compact body, and so forth? But it just looks like the latest trend I'm seeing, defenders want very little to do with him. And I'm not just talking about the Kurt Coleman having his helmet knocked off for that Eagles game in the opener, but it just seems like each week he runs with a lot of violence.
He does, and I mean, is it? And everybody knows, and they've been talking about his strength that he has in the weight room for forever since he was in college. But it's his strength along with the ability to make people miss, and people just bounce off. So he runs like a guy who's probably 245, 50 pounds, but he has the body of somebody smaller and moves with the quickness of like a guy who's 190 pounds. So to have that combination step on the field, it's hard to bring him down, and it makes smaller defenders not want to mess with him.
Are you noticing that?
Well, yes, I am, and I wanted to piggyback off of what Eric said, because he was talking about this guy, as long as he sticks around and not get hurt. You know, I think one thing I've noticed about Trent Richardson, I mean, just like you said, he's a powerful back. He's a guy that can run over you, but he's also the type of back that if you just take him for granted, he has the speed that he could just run right by you.
Right.
And again, this guy is just an amazing, and anybody, and we keep saying it, anybody that has really had a chance to get up close to him, I mean, he's just a powerful
sure.
guy, just a compact and built low to the ground, but and again, Beck, an even nicer person.
Oh, no, he's a great kid and a pretty humble kid, I think, although he's confident, but that confidence is mixed with a sense of being humble. I wanted to ask you this because the storylines, there are multiple storylines on this rematch with the Bengals, but we know one of the biggest ones besides Richardson is the return of Joe Hayden to that secondary. He's back from that suspension. This is his first game back. Your thoughts on how much of an impact you can see Joe having, Hanford, one game back after missing four, the rust factor, all those things that are being talked about.
Well, obviously, Vic, we missed him. I mean, because let's just face it. I mean, Joe Hayden is our best cover guy. He's our best corner. The secondary has suffered. I mean, we've had some injuries, and it was just a bad time for him to be out. I mean, anytime you lose a player like that, it's bad to be out.
Sure.
And what a great time to have him back because we're going against, a high-powered offense. You have A.J. Green, who I think is having his best season as a pro. I mean, just an outstanding big wide receiver. He's fast, and hopefully Joe Now that Joe being back, he can contain him a little bit. But not only that, Joe has become a leader on the defense. He's a guy that can spark those guys and get them all going. And that's what I expect to see, the impact of him coming back, because not only is he a good player, he's a leader on the defense.
You bring this up about A.J. Green and what a great talent he is. One of the things that caught my eye in studying the tape of the Dolphins game against the Bengals last week, and the Bengals and the Dolphins win that game, low scoring. You didn't see the explosiveness that that Bengals offense has in that game. And I think one of the big reasons, Hanford, was the structure of their coverage, keeping A.J. Green in front of everybody. He caught 9 passes, but he averaged 7.2 yards a catch. That's kind of a good – I mean, I know one of them was for a touchdown, so that give him credit for that. But don't you sense that in terms of the way you set up your coverage, is that the right way to go about it? Keep a guy like that, keep that whole dangerous – a group of Bengal receivers in front of you.
Well, you're exactly right, because, a guy like that, you're right, you want to contain him, but one thing you understand, I mean, A.J. Green, 9 out of 10 times or 9 out of 10 games, he's pretty much going to get his.
Right.
I mean, but you don't want him, you try to contain him to keep from getting the big, big play. And what I mean by that, if he catches the football, you come up, you make the tackle,
right,
not let him break a tackle and turn it into a big, big play. And again, I think that's what we saw last week. We saw him, they just kept him in front of him, and they tackle well. And as a result, toward the end of the ball game, I mean, they were able to win this ball game. I think that's one of the things that we have to do, game tackle him. Once he gets his hand on the ball, everybody converges to the football. And I think if we do that, again, he's going to get his. But again, we can't let anybody else on that football team hurt us.
Eric Metcalf with us and Hanford Dixon. Eric, so much discussion too about offensive balance. This has been obviously a throw first team in many regards, throw to set up the run. Trent Richardson has certainly gotten his carries, but there are those who want to see more, just want him to have that ball more, and understandably so. I want to ask you about the balance you see in the offense or that you'd like to see, and how that sort of comes about in terms of just the strategic approach that they're taking as we see this team go up against the Bengals, a very strong pass rush Bengals defense.
Yeah, I think I know that people want to see the run, and because we have a great running back there with the potential to be a great running back. And,
right.
And we need balance. You always need that balance. But with a great pass rush, you're going to have to run the ball. You're going to have to maybe throw some screens and everything and do some things that's going to limit that pass rush. You want to go out there and attack that and kill them with their own strengths. And I think if we can get some screens, some draws, things like that, they'll overrun them. We'll make plays, and we can be balanced in that respect.
What have been your impressions of Brandon Weeden, Eric, just watching him through these first 5 games? Obviously, he's thrown more interceptions than anyone wants to see, but he's also made some really great plays, gotten this team in the end zone, moved the offense very, very well.
Well, yeah, I think he's a great quarterback. I mean, I watched him since he was at Oklahoma State playing against Texas and everything. He was
right,
able to stand back there and pick us apart. And I think he has the strength, the arm strength to do that in the NFL. It's just about going out there and making the plays when it's time to make the plays and not forcing things and doing things that he's not really used to doing. I think a lot of throws and interceptions, like even like last week, he tried to force it. He shouldn't have thrown the ball, and they were just bad throws. Just making good decisions that he has to work on.
Hanford, you've faced a few quarterbacks in your time as a player, and those that maybe trust their arm a little too much or trust the situation, I know that's exactly what you're hoping for as a DB. Can you sort of see that coming, though, when a guy, what are some of your thoughts when it comes to those types of passes that maybe at times, especially a young guy who says, hey, I got this big arm, I can thread the needle.
And that's one of the things we're seeing from Brandon right now, because obviously it reflects in the interception, the number of interceptions that he have right now. When you got a guy, he's a rookie, and he's so used to in college everybody is open.
Right.
A lot of guys are open, and it's just not that way in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing guys, I mean, that lock you down, and what he's got to understand, and it's going to come with him, what he's got to understand is you have to live for another day. I mean,
right.
another play.
Perfect.
And you just got to throw that ball away if it's not there. And that's going to come with him. Obviously, he's made some mistakes, but I like the kid. He's not afraid to compete, and he does have a rocket for arm. I don't care what anyone says.
He absolutely does. Is it the NFL way, though, mentally, both guys here, both of you, to talk about this, that you've got to appreciate the importance of every play? In college, I think there's almost the tendency to think that if we don't get him this time, we can get him next time. That's not really true in the NFL, is it? On a regular basis, in other words, the value of taking care of the ball, and this doesn't just apply to the quarterback, but for those who have that kind of gunslinger approach, Eric, sometimes you got to realize how precious each opportunity is in the NFL.
Yeah, because, I mean, when the players are in college, generally they think we step out there, we're better than the team we're playing. So we're going to do whatever. And if they make a play, oh, well, we'll come back and we'll make more plays than they will, and we'll eventually win the game. And in the pros, it's an even playing field. I mean, everybody's a professional.
Yeah.
Everybody's a first-round, second-round, third-round pick. And so you have to keep from making mistakes, and offenses go out there and have the gunslinger quarterbacks who've been throwing it in those little tight spots their whole
sure.
college career. Now they think they can do it. You can't do that against a Joe Hayden. You can't go out there and just throw the ball up and hope that somebody comes up with a play. So you got to protect it, whether it be a quarterback, running back, or receiver, and live for another day, as you guys said. And hopefully, if you have to punt, that's not a bad thing either.
Sure. Hanford, how long does it take, though, to get that realization that you're not the college guy anymore?
Well, it's, you know, some guys, you know, pick it up a lot faster than others, and I think this is a weakness. Played, what, five games
yeah.
right now,
right.
and, you know, still a rookie. Well, we say he's a rookie, but...
He's 29 on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's older than you. No.
But I expect... I expect...
You expect?
I expect him to start to come around right now.
Yeah.
If you listen to him talk, you could see now that he's starting to realize it. And again, this guy, I'm telling you, I'm looking for good things from him. But what I see, Vic, and I know we'll touch on it a little bit later, but I see the defense. That's where I see we have to play better, because we're scoring points on offense.
Yep.
I mean, we're putting some points on the board.
And
as a defensive player, when we're scoring points, we have to get our act together. I'm thinking like I was playing. Now, we have to get our act together, and we have to go ahead and stop them.
All right. He is the top dog, Hanford Dixon, and Eric Metcalf is next to him here. You're going to hear from them again a little bit later in the show, but they're on hand as we broadcast from PNC Bank on Aurora Road in Solon. Come on out for this Browns tailgate party, setting you up for Sunday's game against the Bengals. Vic Carucci here with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, we're going to have a conversation with Sheldon Brown, Browns cornerback. That's next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Here's some math for back to school that everyone can understand. The Loops, 10 for under 10 bucks. Fill up your tank with the Loops signature creations for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get too quick to stay confused.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings, too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal. A really big deal. A colossal, massive, gigantic deal. And that's just the TVs. Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look. When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for details.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just get you parts fast. Oh, no. We get you earth-shattering deals on the parts you need. Right now, buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads and get a good $20 American Express gift card by mail. When we say earth-shattering deals, we mean it metaphorically. Don't worry, Earth. We got you. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Yeah, the location is the PNC Bank on Aurora Road in Solon. We got a great crowd out here today for interviews. They are sitting down interviewing on our show, but they're signing autographs. We've heard from Hanford Dixon, and we've heard from Eric Metcalf, and they are signing photos. They are signing all different things that folks have been bringing out. And come out and join us at this party, because one of the hosts of this party is actually going to join us right now. She is Tiffany Beatty. She is regional manager for Cleveland, and nice to for PNC Bank. And first of all, welcome to the show.
Fine. Thank you for having us.
And thank you for, you know, again, hosting us here. You're doing a tremendous job. It's a great setup. If people will give you the visual, but we've got tents set up. There's food being served, drawings, raffles. Again, we mentioned the players are here. Chomps is here. Give me a sense of why something like this is really good for the bank, this interaction.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, we're here as PNC. We're just passionate about not only helping our clients achieve their financial goals, but just being involved in the community. And this helps us do just that.
Sure. And the other thing is there's a great partnership that, of course, was put in place before the season between the Browns and PNC Bank. And tell me about how valuable that partnership is.
It's obviously very valuable. We recently just signed the multi-season sponsorship as the official Brown Bank of the Browns. And this partnership even extends beyond the obvious into Northern Ohio community,
sure,
along with the high school football games going on, and obviously a season affair throughout the entire Brown season. So it's been awesome.
And from a business standpoint, it's got to be a good thing because, you know, people obviously are come to a bank for a purpose. You know, they have something specific in mind they're going to do from either a personal end or a business end. But when they're at an event like this, mingling with football players and such, you can get some business connected that way too, just by people who might not have necessarily thought of coming out here otherwise.
Absolutely. Obviously, they're bringing their family. They're bringing their kids. Mom and dads are showing up with their parents. It's been a great event with Eric Metcalf being here. People excited to see him and just bring out the entire family.
Very cool. Well, we are appreciative that, again, you're hosting us, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us, and great job.
All right. Tiffany Beatty from PNC Bank joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, you know on this show, if you listen, and you better, we periodically have a segment called Inside the Locker Room, and that's where Jameer Howerton from our staff sits down with a key Browns player to talk about what's on his mind and the key game at hand. And, of course, that is Sunday's game against the Bengals. So this week, Jameer sits down with Sheldon Brown. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Sheldon, just taking a look back at the work week, how do you feel practice went?
I think the guys are growing each and every day. We do have a young football team, and each and every day rep meeting, you know, it's a learning experience. It's a first, you know, and this is going to be their first, sixth game in this league. So it's encouraging.
And just looking at these all-player meetings, how do you think these have been effective when it comes to the young guys?
You can't learn enough in this league. I'm still learning, you know, and you try to soak up as much knowledge so your career can go in a positive fashion. And, you know, obviously we're not doing so well on the football field now, so it's very important that you keep these guys motivated and understand and help them understand, you know, the big picture.
Do you feel that guys are encouraged?
Most definitely. You know, you have some veterans here that has had some success in this league. We have guys here that have won a Super Bowl and played in the Super Bowls and a lot of playoff appearances. And, you know, these young guys, they strive to be that guy, and they just want to know, you know, what does it take? How did you do it? And we as older players, you know, we show them how to prepare, and we keep that mental focus and just try to show them paying it forward. That's the biggest thing.
And Sheldon, as we drill down and look at this 3-2 Bengals team, just from an offensive perspective, what have you seen from these guys that they're doing differently?
They're a football team. I think Andy Dalton does a tremendous job of believing in his guys. You know, he'll throw in the cover sometime, and those guys come down with the ball. As last year, we played in one game. He threw a ball up to A.J., and A.J. made a play for him towards the end of the game. You know, those guys are motivating. They're playing for him. He brought Gresham along. You know, Gresham's a young tight end in this league that's developing. And I think, you know, with the draft of Andy Dalton and him being around and playing, you know, Gresham has come alive and he started making some plays for him. So they're playing at a high level for a pretty good quarterback.
You get Joe Hayden back this week. Talk about how much of an asset that would be for the defensive backfield.
Joe is a tremendous talent. You know, he's a guy on the field that can make plays for a football team. You know, quarterbacks are not as comfortable with it to stand up and throw the ball because, you know, Joe is an athletic guy that can make some plays for a team and get you a big play. So, you know, obviously him being on the football field will help this football team. We'll work him in within the scheme, and he'll go out and probably have a good day.
And just overall, what are you looking for at this defense come Sunday?
From a defensive standpoint, we just want to communicate, you know, obviously keep the deep ball off top of us in the secondary. And up front, just kind of dominate the line of scrimmage, you know, create pressure on the quarterback, especially when you're playing at home, use the 12th man, keep the fans in the game with a lot of exciting plays. And if we could do that, I think we should have a pretty good day.
Well, Sheldon, thank you for your time and good luck to you.
I appreciate you, man.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you very much, Jameer, and thank you so much, Sheldon Brown. And when we come back, we're going to have Hanford Dixon and Eric Metcalf discuss more about this Browns team. They're going to help me answer questions and comment on your comments that you submit to the Browns official social media pages right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from PNC Bank on Aurora Road in Solon on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Picking up my certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No, certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh, and what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow, certified pre-easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quick Quaker Steak and Lube is the official wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get your souvenir Browns bucket at participating lubes while supplies last. Purchase a compact bucket of breaded boneless or award-winning wings, a bucket of lube chips or french fries, or a bucket of 1-inch thick-cut onion rings, and keep the bucket.
Take time, great food, too quick to steak and lube.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. Call Brian and Sons Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem top contractor, at 440-585-9232 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's the final days of the buy one, get two suit and sport coat sale at Joseph A. Bank. And now, we're adding any outerwear up to $495 absolutely free. Just in time for fall. At the same time, almost everything else at Joseph A. Bank is 50% off. And your third item's free. Shirts, ties, pants, sweaters, outerwear, and more. Thursday through Sunday, that's all suits and sport coats. Buy one at regular price. Get two more of equal or lesser value. Plus, add any outerwear priced up to $495 free. Almost everything else is 50% off regular price. And your third of equal or lesser value is free. Thursday through Sunday, with most stores opening early Friday and Saturday at 8 a.m. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Watches, shoes, gift cards, rentals, and works collection not included.
At Shaker Plaza, Rocky River, Crocker Park and Legacy Village, Strongsville, Hudson, Canton and Belden Village, Summit Mall in Akron, and Southern Park Mall in Youngstown.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
And that location is the PNC Bank on Aurora Road in Solon. Got a big crowd out here to see the guy sitting to my left, Hanford Dixon, the top dog himself, a regular on this show. And to his left, he's not a regular on the show, but he's been on it before, and we love every chance we get to have him in person. He's normally on the West Coast, normally out in Seattle. Our good friend Eric Metcalf. You're going to hear from both of those guys very shortly. We just want to tell you first that Browns fans unite. A single game and three-game ticket plans are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to get tickets for the exciting upcoming matchups. Three-game ticket plans include the sold-out division games versus the Bengals. That's on Sunday. Or the Steelers on November 25th. Call now for the best available seats, including the club level. Call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. Well, you know what we like to do in this show is we take your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And what we'd like to do, normally I handle those solos most of the time, but I've got two tremendous people to help out here. We want to get their perspectives as well. So, guys, I'm going to read these questions, and I want to get your takes on them, and I'll offer my own as we do this Ask Big segment driven by Liberty Ford. Vanessa from Facebook, she says, I agree that the Browns look, she says, horrible this year. But keep the same guys together long enough to get used to each other and work on our defense and offensive lines and not just always drafting a quarterback. Other areas need work. I will always be a Browns fan, though, she says. But, you know, here's the thing about keeping the faith. Continuity is very important to that, Eric, is it not?
It really is, and I understand what she's saying because there's been a lot of turnover in the last few years, and when you get turnover, whether it be coaches, players, offensive schemes, defense schemes, it's hard for people to find the rhythm both on all sides of the football. So with what she's saying, I agree with that we need to find some continuity and get an offense, get a defense, and work with it and just try to prepare to get better. Like this, the 49ers with Bill Walsh.
Yeah.
You knew what they were running every Sunday, no matter what. You just had to stop it. They got so good at what they did as an offense that it was hard to stop.
And just through repetition.
When we get to that point with the offense and defense, I think we'll be better.
And a lot of times what a lot of offenses, you know, what they'll do is, obviously they're going to run their plays, you know, because they're set, but they'll disguise the way they're going to do it. But, you know, I agree with Vanessa because one thing I've heard some of the callers or some of the people say, you know, they've been screaming for, and we've only five games in the season, let's draft another quarterback. And you're right. Talking about something that's just absolutely, I think, is insane. I mean, at this stage, we have our quarterback. I mean, he is the man. I mean, I'm sure by the time this season's over, I mean, we'll draft in the area that we need help in, but not another quarterback. Let's keep these guys together, and because this team is, believe it or not, the record doesn't show it, but they're starting to gel.
No, I think there is something to be said for giving what you put together a chance, and Jimmy Haslam will take over as the owner of this team officially when the owners vote in Chicago. This show will be there, by the way, on Tuesday. We're going to broadcast from Chicago at the owners' meeting where there will be a vote taken to formally approve his agreement to purchase the majority share of the Browns. And I think the first thing people, of course, look for with a new owner is change. But I've heard him say this on the record, at least, or read the quote or whatever, that he gets it where if you keep hitting that reset button, you can cause yourself some problems. I mean, this team has foundationally got, what, upwards of 26, 27 guys second year or younger, a lot of third year guys beyond that. So it's an extremely young team. There isn't much more from a player roster standpoint that you can blow up. I mean, I know you can do anything you want if you're the owner of a team and start a new plan, but every new plan takes years and time to evolve, Eric.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look at the record, I can see someone saying they're not playing good football, but it's not about the record. They're playing better football. I mean, they've lost close games even last week. I mean, it started out close. They had to leave for 14-0. You got to give them a chance. You got to give them a chance to, like we've already said, gel together, get that continuity, and go from there and just add pieces to the puzzle. Don't just take a piece and give it, throw it away, and then try to replace it with someone else. You got to keep adding pieces to the puzzle and finally put the puzzle together.
And obviously, he's taken over. I mean, it's only 6 weeks. It'll be 6 weeks into the season when he's taken over.
Right.
And we all know Mr. Hensley. I mean, it's his team. I mean, he can do whatever he wants with the team when he is the owner. But it's not like he has not been around football. I mean, he understands the game, and you know, this thing is, I'm pretty sure it's going to play out through this season, and then we'll see what happens. But right now, I mean, this team has got to stay together.
And he sees the stability. He comes from the Steelers, where he has a minority ownership. He sees what being stable means. I mean, stable with good pieces and good parts and whatever. So he's witnessed that up front, and I think he puts value in that. That is not to say that I'm sitting here saying he's going to just leave everything stand pat. No. And as you say, let's see where things are. We're looking at game six, a very crucial time for this Browns to come into the situation, try to get the win, get the first division win that they're seeking in 2 years. So all of that very important. Vignesh from Facebook, he says, I know it's early, but what position needs help, and what position should the Browns draft in the first round in the upcoming draft? I'll start with you, Hanford.
Well, you know, we need help, and I think there's a lot of areas that we need help. Obviously, we need another cornerback, I think. We have Joe Hayton. Hopefully, he's going to be there, and he stays healthy. He's going to be with this football team for a long, long time. But we need another quarterback. I think we're, and I'm speaking on the defense right now, another area that we need some help is the linebackers. I think that is an area, and possibly at the safety position, maybe we need some help there. I think defensive line, the way Billy Winn is starting to play, you know, Rucker is playing well. Obviously, we're going to get our guy, Phil Taylor back, maybe if not next week, probably a couple of weeks, hopefully. And the other guys, I think they're starting to play well. Obviously, we need to play the run a lot better. And then when you look on offense, we have to have a wide receiver that can put scare defensive backs. Because when I look at our guys right now, I'm not talking about our guys, and maybe one of those guys would develop into this type of wide receiver I'm talking about, but we don't have that A.J. Green right now. We don't have that guy that if you're a defensive back, you're saying, hey, we have to really, really watch this guy. Mm-hmm. And I think to look out for an offense.
What do you think, Eric? Put the GM cap on.
That was my number one position. I mean, the receiver. Okay.
position. We need a guy who, like Hanford said, everybody is scared of. And not only for that one DB, it's about when they're meeting during the week preparing for that game, the defensive coordinator is sitting there saying, this guy, we cannot let him be. We're going to double cover him. We're going to roll our coverage to him and do things like that so he can't make plays and beat us. And when a team has to do that against your best wide receiver, it opens up things for Trent Richardson on the backside and even the backside receiver. And it gives Brandon Whedon a easier look as far as throwing to the backside.
And a guy to complement or enhance whatever, which what this team will get from Travis Benjamin, from Josh Gordon. I think there are great things to come from both of those guys. Consistency is the biggest thing we want to see from Gordon. He had a big game against the Giants. Let's see if he can turn it up again this week. And with Travis Benjamin, it's just health. He was out on the field today with that hamstring injury. Don't know that he'll play Sunday, but they're trying to get him back. The position I would point to on top of what you guys mentioned is pass rusher. I think another guy off the edge. I think Jabal Sheard, although the numbers aren't there now for him the way they were in his rookie year, I think having and I think Frosty Rucker gives you a good stout person at the point of attack. I think Jaquay Parker gives you some help on third down. But I just think there's something to be said for another real stud rusher that you bring up.
Well, I'm sitting here smiling as you say this or as you talk about a pass rusher. But you know me. I don't have a problem with that.
Exactly.
I like that. I want to see a pass rusher because obviously that's going to make the defensive back's jobs a lot easier. When you have that guy coming off the corner, coming up the middle, that is able to really get after a quarterback, and that's what we need. That's why you're my partner.
I said something semi-intelligent.
You're right.
I can fake it with the best of them. You like the pass rush thing too? I know you're an offensive guy, or don't you? You don't care, right? You went offense. You said receiver.
No, when we talk about pass rushing, you just think about what the Giants have done in their two runs to the Super Bowl. They basically put all pass rushers out there against New England and kept them from throwing the ball over the field, and that's how they were able to win the Super Bowl. And so pass rushers are always at a premium, and you always want them because there's only so many plays that people can run as far as running the football.
No doubt.
And the way the offense is being played today, they're just throwing the ball, pitching, catching all over the field, and that's what you have to stop.
Jamie from Facebook talks about Josh Cooper. Now, the Browns announced today he's been activated from the practice squad. He'll be added to the active roster. Again, a team that's got a real injury crisis at wide receiver. We mentioned Travis Benjamin being hurt, Mohamed Massaqua out with the hamstring injury that he has. So this receiver group, very, very thin. And now that they've activated Josh Cooper to be part of and Jordan Norwood out with an injury as well. So Josh Cooper being brought up, Jamie mentions Brandon Whedon having good chemistry together with him at training camp. Of course, this is his former teammate from Oklahoma State. How big of a difference does it make when you've got a guy with that kind of history in college? Can it really translate in the pros, and especially in your first game together as a pro, officially?
I think it's great. I mean, I really do because, if you notice and if you watch these two guys talking about Cooper and Wheaton during the training camp and preseason, I mean, these guys, that was a chemistry that was starting to develop between these guys as both of them learned the offense.
Right.
And obviously we know the history with these two guys, but I think it's going to be great because if you look at Cooper, I mean, what he is, he's pretty much a slot receiver.
Yeah.
He's the guy that's going to go in the slot, and he reminds me a lot of a Brian Brennan, a guy that can get away from the defensive back, can make those little curves. And he's got that kind of speed that'll surprise you, too, sometime. But I think that's going to be great, and I am happy for the young man because he's worked hard. He was on the practice squad, and we finally signed him and brought him up to the regular roster. So I'm glad to see it.
The former receiver, Eric Metcalf, along with running back, your thoughts on chemistry with a quarterback?
I think have them playing together in college makes it a lot easier. Just that confidence in itself, knowing that the receiver is going to be in place when his number is called. For me, it's about whether you can get open against these pro corners now.
Right.
Can you get where you're supposed to be? Because there's always going to be that chemistry, but can that receiver get where he needs to be in order for the quarterback to throw him the ball? And I think if those things are if he's able to get open, then they'll complete passes and make plays, and that's all you want, just keep moving the chains.
Yeah, just watching him during the course of training camp in preseason, he was pretty consistent doing that. And as Hanford pointed out, you know, just finding those seams, those holes in coverage, and it's much more effective if the people on the outside are making big plays as well, drawing that coverage a little bit deeper to allow the guys underneath. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I know you're still going to be here signing autographs for all these good folks who've come out to meet you and greet with you, and this has been outstanding. We've got more coming up for you from PNC Bank on Aurora Road in Solon. Victor Rucci here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car. Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the junior roast beef and junior ham and cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
Free tires.
Buy two tires, get two more tires.
For free.
At NTB.
Select name brands.
For passenger cars.
For SUVs.
For light trucks.
Buy two, get two more free with the purchase of alignment and road hazard protection on four tires.
Four tires for the price of two at NTB.
This sale includes select name brands. Brands like Goodyear and Yokohama.
Don't miss this sale.
There is simply no place you can go to buy two tires and get two for free.
No place.
No place. But NTB.
It's incredible.
It's fantastic.
Four tires for the price of two.
That's 50% off.
That's two free tires.
Others may promise, but NTB delivers.
Thousands and thousands of tires on sale.
Four tires for the price of two with installation.
This is a sale you don't want to miss.
And it's available only at NTB.
Because NTB cares.
Cares about saving you money.
See your nearest NTB store today.
Hey, Browns fans, Sunday you're invited to the Muni Lot's biggest tailgate party before the Battle of Ohio because RTA and ESPN Cleveland are teaming up to tailgate out of an RTA bus. Join Mark Munch Bishop at the RTA bus in the Muni Lot at the waterfront line stop. We'll be giving away free hot dogs and Browns swag with football trivia. Best of all, if you take RTA to the game, you'll save at least 20 bones on parking and avoid the hassles of game day traffic, plus still make the biggest tailgate in the Muni. See you there.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2000.
Remind you that the deals are always better at Menor Nissan, Cleveland's fastest-growing Nissan dealership with a great new attitude and 5 acres of new Nissans, like the 2013 Altima or the 2012 Rogue, your choice, just $175 per month. Plus, get up to $3,000 over fair Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Visit them today and see why the deals are always better at Menor Nissan, or check them out at MenorNissan.com.
24 months, 12,000 miles per year lease, $29.95 due as signing for qualified lessees. Tax, title, license fees extra.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Live and on location at the PNC Bank on Aurora Road in Solon, 33400 Aurora Road. If you're driving past us, it's the place with all the tents and the people and the fun, and we are enjoying this. Hanford Dixon and Eric Metcalf still here, the guests of honor. They've been signing autographs for folks. They've been posing for pictures, chatting with people, having a great time. Eric having a little pizza in between there, so because it is dinner time, so he's got to get some nourishment. And we're going to go back to your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Let's go to Mark and email, by the way, which is daily at clevelandbrowns.com. You want to reach us that way. Mark is from email. He says, "Hi, Vic. We've heard the Browns front office state on numerous occasions about the philosophy when it comes to building the team. Obviously, it hasn't worked," Marcus says. "I think either the philosophy needs to change or the current front office does. There are teams that dip into free agency and have found success. Why couldn't it work in Cleveland? Is it a financial issue?" Marcus, first of all, I don't agree about it not working to the extent that, yes, 0-5 is 0-5, and I can't give you a counter to that in terms of the success you're looking for with wins. But I do think where this team has succeeded is finding, adding legitimate talent, good players, legitimate players who I think can be good for time to come. And I think that's an important step here. That's been achieved through the draft, not just the 2012 draft, the drafts of the last few years, the way they've added on defense, the way they've added offensively to this team. So I think those are that structure, that plan, and it's been a draft-heavy plan, not a free agent plan, as you've talked about. And I don't think this team's opposed to that, although they've kept it pretty, you know, limited in terms of the amounts of acquisitions via free agency. I understand that and your complaint about that, and you're thinking with a new owner coming in, will there be more spending? But I don't think the spending that's been done or the approach has been about, you know, you say financial issue, to avoid spending for the sake of trying to keep the budget tight. That is not the way I don't think the previous owner or current owner has approached it, Randy Lerner, or the way Jimmy Haslam will approach it. But I do think the selective approach works. Keep this in mind. Haslam comes from the Steelers. Having spent time there as a minority portion of ownership of that team, he saw the drafting of Kevin Colbert and that whole structure of get better through the draft, cultivate and develop your own players. So I think that's, you know, I don't think that philosophy hurts and doesn't work. Look at the teams that are undefeated in this league, Atlanta being one of them. They procure a much and most of their talent via the draft. Okay, you've got to hit that. William from Facebook says, "We seem to have everything we need in place to play to be a playoff team, but something is holding us back, and I don't think it's because we're a young team." Well, I think the youth is the primary reason, William. I think execution, because they're young, and the variables that go with that have been a big problem. I'm not saying it explains everything, but I wouldn't dismiss that as quickly as you did. We want to thank some people, Hanford Dixon and Eric Metcalf. We want to thank Emmett Golden, our on-site producer. We want to thank Nicole Peters from the Browns. We want to thank Tiffany Beatty from PNC Bank for all her great, and the whole staff here, by the way. And we want to thank everyone back at K&R and our great producer, Chris Fedor. We'll talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Cleveland Browns Daily is an original Cleveland Browns production and a subsidiary of the Cleveland Browns Media Network. Copyright 2011, all rights reserved.